issues to pray for us this morning. We try to bring it out in a way to be pleasing unto the Lord. That's all I know to do is just try to follow Him. I had slept much this week. Had a real hard time sleeping. I go to sleep and I wake up with so much on my mind. I've only been sleeping about 3 or 4 hours a night. Now, it seems like when I do sleep, I have dreams. And I've told y'all different times about dreaming about not being able to find my scriptures. And this morning, when I woke up about 3 o'clock, that's what I was dreaming about. I couldn't find my scriptures. And, my biggest fear in preaching is not being prepared. Not being prayed up enough and not being studied enough. And there's a fine line in all that. I hear people say, well, you just get up there and depend on the Lord and He'll take care of it. Well, if you don't study, that won't work. If you don't, we speak that which we know. If we don't know nothing, all's going to come out of our mouth is hot air. But yet, if you study so much and then you take the Spirit of God out of it and you don't depend on Him, then all it becomes is just a lecture and then it's worth nothing. So there's a fine line in there somewhere, and I've not been able to get it right yet. I want to. So that's my big fear, not being prepared. So y'all pray for me that I'd always be prepared and that I do my very level best for God. That's all I want to do is for Him to get honor and glory out of my life and out of today. I'm going to try to take a reading lesson out of Genesis chapter 4, very familiar to do with Cain and Abel. But the Bible says in the beginning of the 4th chapter, in the 1st verse, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground and offered unto the Lord. And Abel also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect of Abel and to his offerings. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was not very, wroth, and his countenance failed. And the Lord said unto Cain, why thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at thy door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what thou hast done, the voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And with the mistakes we made reading, that's reading down to the 10th verse. And our thought today is going to come out of the 9th verse where it says, am I my brother's keeper? And I want to try to preach on today being thy brother's keeper and with the help of the Lord. And we find the word keeper, I wrote down the definitions as is to put a hedge or to protect or to watch. And we find up there the first place keeper is mentioned in the Bible is to do with Abel because he was a keeper of the sheep. And if you look at keeper there, it's just got a little more. It's also to watch and put a hedge and take care of and protect. But also it's pasturing or putting the sheep out to pasture into the green fields. And also the definition there, you could say Abel was the first pastor. The definition is pastor. So it was one who watches over the sheep and takes care of the sheep. And of course, if my job as being a pastor, it comes with great responsibility. And trust me, I realize that more now than I ever have in the past before. every decision that we make, it seems like it's bigger now than it's ever been before. But listen, my job is kind of to watch over you and make sure you're protected, and to make sure you're fed. I'm to make sure you're fed by the Word of God. I'm trying to teach and to preach to you the gospel, and I'm trying to teach to you the ordinances and all the doctrines of the Bible, and where to do that. But not only that, when you're in need, I'm to try to take care of you and do the best I can. Used to, when Sheila's daddy, he was a shepherd. He had sheep, and a lot of times he would send me up on the hills when they would have their young, and he'd get them, and I would take the lambs down and lead the sheep on out down to the holler, and you'd go check on them and do things like that. So that is part of my responsibility, is being a keeper of the flock and watching over them and taking care of them. But I want you to realize today, you have also a responsibility. You are to be a keeper of your brother. Cain there, he said that. He said, what of my brother's keeper? And in other words, he was saying he's of age. He said, he's not my problem. I'm not to be able to keep up with him. But I want you to realize that was not the truth. I want you to realize the reason God asked him about his brother. He was giving Cain an opportunity there to come clean with God and be honest with him. He always gives that opportunity. Before the chastisement comes, he will give us an opportunity to come clean. And he asked him, where is our brother? To give him a chance to be truthful and be honest. You should love your brother, and one you ought to be taking care of and watching over. Where is he? He wasn't honest with it. He just come out and he said, I'm not my brother. Am I to be my brother's keeper? Am I supposed to take care of him? He's not my problem. You should be. Basically what he was saying, God, you're supposed to watch over, not me. But listen to me. God does watch over us, but we're to watch over one another and take care of one another. And I want you to realize that we're in a time where that is as much important as it's ever been. I believe that in all my heart. I believe it's a time when our brothers and sisters hurt, we're to help them. We're to take to them. I'll give them a little of our money. I'll give them a little of our food. I'll do things of that nature. I believe that in all my heart. But also, we need to watch over them and make sure we take care of them. If we might, I'll be sick over this virus. I think in all my heart, we need to make sure we do anything to stay away and not do anything to harm our brothers and sisters. It seems we're in a time that I'm so thankful. When I heard about Randy and Bill, they had the virus, they was letting people know about it, other people would be praying for them, and also in that, people would know that you need to stay away. We find in the Bible when a man would have a plague, plague of the skin, when it ever rises, come upon his head, and he would have a swat there, that they would put him outside the camp. The priest would look at him, he would be put out, isolated, alone, the Bible said, all by himself, and he would be a leper, and to stay away from everybody, everyone, even his family, until he was no longer considered a leper. And if he was a leper until he died that way. There was a king who had leprosy, and he was a leper in his old house until he died. He died alone. I want you to realize, in that, he was trying to be his brother's keeper. He was trying to take care of the brothers and sisters, his family, taking care of them and watching over them. We live in a time today when all people care about is their self and their own selfish wants. And I tell you, that's wrong. I want you to realize today, us as God's people, we need to shine as a light out into a lost and dying world and be more concerned about our brothers and sisters, about our own selfish wants.
Amen.
I had my brother, if I tell you the truth, I'd be standing in there preaching in that air conditioner behind the pulpit, looking at each one of you your faces, doing the best I could. But it ain't about me. It ain't about this building here. It's about our Savior. It's about the lives of innocent people. It's about our babies, our grandchildren, our sick loved ones, our elderly mothers and our elderly fathers, our grandmothers, and our grandfathers. It's about taking care and being a keeper of our brother.
Yeah.
I heard a smart aleck lawyer one time ask the Lord about what was the commandments. He said, he told him the first and the great commandment was to love thy Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And he said, the second is likened unto it. He said, to love thy neighbor as thyself. I want you to realize, if we don't love our neighbor as ourselves, put them in harm's way. Won't do things. If I love Brad and I thought there was something wrong with me today, would I be showing him I loved him to go over and hug him and kiss him on the cheek with a holy kiss? Or would I be showing him I loved him by keeping my distance and staying away? I believe it will be the latter. I will believe it will be the part when you stayed away. And up in the rest you could. I want you to know I know it's hard. I don't know of you. Brother's keeper got to do more than just give them a little something to eat.
Yeah.
It's got to do more than have them a little money that they kind of sell for common gold. But I want you to know, being your brother's keeper, you're making sure they're trusted in us. I'm making sure I'm going to say that. I'm going to say that. I'm making sure I'm going to say that. Take care of the family. I want you to realize that we're all getting sick with this virus. We're not going to be able to take care of our families.
Yeah.
What worries me and what's worried me the whole time is the ones we have in our body here that I know this disease would be very hard on. And some of them has got it. Bothered me, it's worried me, but Brother Barry told us about that worry and ain't gonna help none. But I believe praying will. I believe that all my heart. James said, if you have sick money, call the elders. We look at elders today. I'd be considered an elder. Brother Heath Dotson would be considered an elder. Brother G.W. Knight, Brother James Grigger, people like that. But listen, there's elder people that's been in the church for many years that know the word of prayer, and they know, most of all, they know the worth of prayer. They understand what that is. And I want you to know, it says they come together and pray over them. I want you to realize, even when you can't come together, I believe they prayed over their loved ones that had the leprosy that was alone. I want you to realize when they were separated from them, they may not have been able to go right over them and be right with them, but they was able to still pray. We can still come together and pray. I know sometimes these texts I see it, when you're trying to work and do things during the day, you think, when are they going to leave us alone? I want you to know, when we get there, we need to come together. Stop where we're at. And if it ain't for 4 minutes, say, God, please help them. I have a prayer there for our brothers and sisters. And I want you to know, it says, the prayer of faith shall heal them. I believe that to you today. The second thing I worried about the most out of all this is how our churches, and mostly how Hilltop Church, is going to come out of this. That is about to hold me crazy. You you're going to have a few that think you're going overboard. Brother Jeff, he's just taking this too far. He's going overboard with it. And then you're going to have some who will say, he just ain't going nowhere near far enough. He needs to encourage people to do this and to push this. Brother Jeff can't do it. Brother Barry told us that last week. And all I could do was blow my horn and say amen. Because if I could, I would have done took care of all of this. But about my worry is how our church comes out of this. I've said all the time, we can come out a great light, a beacon that shines out. Or we can come out just looking like the rest of the world. And I worry about our churches. I'm telling you, I do. I know we need to keep going. I know we need to do the best we can. We need to have revivals if we can have them safely. I realize all that. But also, I know what it says over in Proverbs. It says a brother is offended and harder to win than a strong city. Listen to me. When you offend your brothers and sisters, I want you to realize it'll take a long time to win them back. Bible talks about over there when Paul's telling Timothy about the requirements of being a bishop. And I hear people say, well, that's got to do with being a bishop. Listen to me a minute. Wake up out there from little Bob. Pay attention for a few minutes. That ain't the qualifications for being a bishop. It's qualifications of a Christian. You know, if you ain't those things, you ain't showing to be a Christian. And you ain't fit to be a bishop, man. But listen, like, one of those qualifications is having a good name of the Lord by the Lamb. And I want you to know, when we're not taking care of our brothers and sisters, we're not being a keeper to them. I want you to know, we're going to get a bad name from those that are without. Honey, if we go on a bad day today, I'll offend you. Hey, I'm just talking about a brother. That's a brother trying to talk about a brother. I ain't going to work any further.
Thanks be unto God. He's given us, man, that's right here among us that is smart enough to be able to set up electronic things that we'll be able to do. I can walk up down the sidewalk and talk to you, sit in your air conditioner car, and you can be able to go on a message from the Lord if you'll listen to him.
Amen.
You'll pay attention and I ask you. Listen to me. This is God from me and from the Lord.
Amen.
He wants us to love one another. He wants us to be our brother's keepers.
Amen.
He wants us to take care of one another. The only way we can do that is put away our selfish things that we want. And we want to go back the way it was. I want to go back.
Amen. Amen, brother.
If you want to know, here we do. We're required for our brother's keepers.
Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, come ye blessed of the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hunger, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungry, and fed thee, a thirsty, and gave thee drink? When we saw thee as a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we sick, and in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer, saying to them, verily I say unto you, as much as ye have done it unto these, the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. You want to serve the Lord? Serve one another. Your brother's keeper. Yeah, we got social distancing going on. I don't think it'd be a good idea for me to come calling a call to one of y'all right now, not knowing if you got this virus or not. I'll be honest with you.
But I don't mean I can't stop at your house and leave you something you don't hold. That don't mean I can't drop my envelope off in your mailbox and leave you a check for a little money that might be able to help you get by another week. That don't mean I can't pray for you.
Amen.
When we do those things, when we show each other love, we become our brother's keeper. We come, we watch over them. We put a hedge about them. We take care of them. I believe it's Paul said this. Now I'm about to be done. This is over in the 6th chapter in the 9th verse. He said, let us be not weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You want to have a chance of ever being in that bride? You still stop worrying about yourself so much. Stop putting God first and your brother and sister second.
Amen.
Your neighbor second. And then you have got a chance. But as long as you're worried about you more than you are worried about everybody else and everything else and God around you, you can just forget it. Brother Barry bought me a bottle of water up here a while ago. He handed it to me. And I said, in no wise you'll lose your reward. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, when you're your brother's keeper, when you take care of them, you give them a two-drink of water, when they're at thirst, when they're thirst to death, you give them a two-drink of water, you'll not lose your reward. At due time, if you faint not, you will receive. And as we have, therefore, the 10th verse, opportunity. As the Lord gives us opportunity to do the right thing, let us do good unto all men. But listen to me, especially unto them who are the household of faith. I want you to know where to take care of our brother and sister. The best of our ability. Do what you can. You say, well, I don't have money to give. I don't have much money. But you can give your time. And I found the older I get, it's worth more than money. Give your time. Give a little time to help you that you have. Ain't I been so idle? Give a little time to help you. And if you can, give me time to give a little money. If you can give a little money. Saying, I want you to get a reward. So So love your brother. Be a brother keeper. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I'll tell you something, I want to even be a little better. Love your neighbor more than you would love yourself. And if you will do that, there's no way you're going to lose your Lord. God bless you all. If you're upset with me today, don't be mad at me. Would you love me enough to pray for me that I'd do better? I'd be more prepared that I'd preach you the truth. If it hurts me and if it hurts you, would you get mad at me? Or would you love me? Be your brother's keeper. That's my message. I reckon I'm done. Josh, if you got a soul, thank you. Take it.